Now a fishing legend in his own mind, Rick Jordan.
Yeah, it's been on my mind going fishing, I'll tell you that. I know some folks that put their docks in a couple of weeks ago. I wonder how that worked out. Boom! Russ Francisco at Marine General Supply. Happy Easter.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Well, I'm done shoveling for a while.
For sure.
Till tomorrow. We're supposed to get 2 more inches.
Yeah, and then some places say rain. We'll see what happens.
Oh, please make it rain. Please. I'm so tired of this. How's business? I mean, with this goofy weather, you had to have a little letdown out there.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, when the snow was falling, it slowed us down. But the minute yesterday, it was nuts again. People are still, they're working on their boats. They're getting ready to roll.
You bet. You bet.
Yeah. So did it slow us down? Yeah, for a day, but that was it.
You know. Well, I put the batteries back in and charged them up. They look okay. I don't know. What's next after putting batteries in, Russell?
Did you charge them up? They're all charged and ready to go?
I got chargers on them as we speak.
Yep, then turn everything on the boat. Lights, depth sounders, everything. Make sure everything works. And if it doesn't, start looking for wire problems.
Ugh, please. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Been there. This is a newer boat. It's only three. This is its third season, so it shouldn't have all of those problems that we used to have.
No, and you won't have any problems. This electronics is pretty trouble-free. And we've had a few people down already just plugging them in the electronics rack just to see if the things turn on. They always do. So you go back and look for bad wiring or something you did or forgot to hook up. Or it's pretty simple usually. But at least, if you eliminate the fact that the electronics is good, then it's a lot easier because now you're looking for a problem in the boat.
And then you jump in and you look for mouse poo, and that could be your problem too.
Well, yeah, rodents are chewing on wires all the time. It's always a problem.
Yeah, I don't get what they see in it.
They like the rubber, the plastic. Muskrats, things like that, like to chew on transducers, beavers. It's crazy. They just like the rubber. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, different strokes for different animals, I guess. We're getting ready. Lake Superior's got the stream fishing going on this weekend.
Well, yeah, hopefully, they open, and of course, the North Shore doesn't have much water, so so this rain, this snow, as it melts, and it's melting fairly quick, when it's sunny, we'll get us some water running, and hopefully that'll get some fish going. Shore casting was really good because there was no water in the creeks, and the fish were all sitting on the mouths, so they're easy to pick on, so that was good. So we've had a good beginning of fishing, even though now we have this little burp in the thing, but we had a month. The March was wonderful. We had lots of cohos and lake trout and things like that, so that was good. People are now looking at they were getting their boats ready for crappie fishing, so this will slow them down a bit, and we got a little ice again, but by next weekend, we're looking, not this one so much, but for the next one, we're up in the 50s again, to 60s.
Yep.
So we'll be fishing I'm sure we'll be have folks on the inland lakes. We're not that far away.
I looked at Island Lake the other day, and I'm hunching that it's down 5 feet, maybe more.
A fella sent me a picture of Boulder Lake, and if you've ever launched your boat at Boulder Lake, you come out and there's a big rock not too far out, and everybody knows it's there, and it's usually marked, and if you don't know it's there, you will. You could go sit on that rock.
Yeah, I looked at that. That is a big rock.
Isn't that something? And you could go sit on that rock. So that's all of 5 feet. We're thinking closer to 7 even. So.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to say that. I'm glad you did. I was even going as far as 8 feet down.
Okay, could be, and this will help. This will help a lot, and we'll get some rain and stuff. So hopefully, little by little, it'll fill up again. It might take a month or so, but we'll be okay.
Well, let's get going here. What do you got for some good deals at Marine General?
Well, there's lots of neat stuff happening, So Humminbird extended their $500 rebate on Helix units till the end of April. So gives us an extra month. If you buy a Fenwick rod, it'll give you a reel at no extra charge. We got all kinds of combos that are like $35 you can buy for $20, $120 you can buy for $70. So there's lots of specials out there. We're grabbing them and bringing them in. All the marine stuff is up. People are working on their boats. And hopefully, we're supposed to get a shipment this week, and they didn't make it because of the snow. So a fellow's loading a big van right now, and He's going to run it up tomorrow morning. So we'll get all stocked up and ready to go for folks. We won't be open Sunday. And then next week we'll get ready for the home show, and we'll see everybody down there. We'll get to put the kayak booth in.
Wow. You're the general. Russ Francisco, Marine General Supply. Keep a tight line then.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. See you later. We're going to talk a little bit about deer hunting. We're also going to talk to a guy who witnessed the mad rush of fish up by the landing on Lake Superior. And he's going to go fishing in some of the streams, too. So we got a lot of fun things coming right up.
The Fishing Frenzy with Rick Jordan.
Beach Boys, in my room?
No, this is Don't Worry Baby. But you have the group right, so you're on a roll, Rick.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Oh, that would taste good right now.
Yeah.
Some coffee? I haven't had enough coffee today. Uh-huh. Pat Kuchel joins us on The Frenzy. Good morning.
Cinnamon roll with frosting, but it's got to be hot with butter.
Hmm. You make a good statement. And did you say these are free at your store right now?
If they were, they would be gone.
Well, Spear Shooter Supply, we seem to be in a kerfuffle with lead shot. We do this every decade, don't we?
You guys are in a kerfuffle for sure across the state line. We've been in a kerfuffle, and the people, once again, that, you know, wake up in the morning with good intentions, mm-hmm. don't look at the whole picture.
All right, let's do it.
Our primary concern, of course, is the trap shooting. Everything is a concern, but the trap shooting part of it,
yep.
which, you know, quite a few actually reclaim the lead. And then they're also very carefully, at least in Wisconsin, about where they're shooting or where the trap club is located.
Right.
And so, as we know, perhaps you don't, there's a whole lot of shotgun shells in trap shooting, much more than hunting.
Oh, yes.
The only thing that equals it is dove hunting with the amount. So, okay, now you're totally cutting this off because the guns aren't designed for it. You know, the sport itself isn't designed. How can I explain this? It's like trying, like saying, okay, now let's do baseball, but let's use a Nerf ball instead of a regular ball.
Changes
let's
the whole rules.
Exactly. So I really wish people would look at everything, you know, that is entailed when they make, just like the gun laws, when they make these sweeping comments and let's do this and let's do that. You know, sit down, talk to people who know.
Yeah.
And this lead controversy, and listen, we have it with the waterfall.
Yep.
When it first started, it was horrible because the birds were getting maimed. You know, now I have to say they got it. They got it now after all these years. The steel waterfall loads are good. Now there's other alternatives, people say. Yes, there is, that are quadruple the cost.
Ooh.
So, you know, that's what I'm saying. And it doesn't really do much good if nobody's going to listen, but they really need to look at the whole picture. I mean, we all want to be safe. You know, I get that. We all want to preserve. And I'm not opposed to that, but mm-hmm. not looking at the whole picture.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, sometimes our elected officials and the government don't look at the whole picture.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's people that we meet on a daily basis that don't, I'm going to go up on a limb and say this, don't know any better, maybe.
Yeah.
Listen to one drummer.
Yeah.
And not the whole orchestra, not the whole band. You know, so, yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I should have warned you that I was going to drop that little bombshell.
You never warned me about anything. You're talking about cinnamon rolls. And
yeah, you thought you were going to have a cream puff day, didn't you?
I thought I was going to have a cream puff day.
Oh, well, you did a really good job, and I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm glad somebody does.
Yeah. Give us some good deals then at Spear Shooter Supply.
Well, referring to the trap shooting, which, you know, these kids are starting out, we have an abundance of trap loads now, and we have them 20 gauge and 28 gauge, and so that's really good. And we're really seeking to get some nice trap guns in for these kids that are starting out too. And oh, this has nothing to do with the store, but by the way, the Douglas County Fish and Game League range is open 3 days a week now, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, so that's good. And we've got, I don't know, I brought some clothing back from the show, and boy, do I have some deals on clothing. It's camo and such, but I have good deals on it. And we're always here to help you no matter what you need, of course, in the shooting industry.
What are your hours?
9 to 6 Monday through Friday and 9 to 5 on Saturday.
And I appreciate your dissertary on... dissertary, is that a word?
I don't know. It sounds like a disease.
Yeah, dysentery? No, that's not it.
No. You did a good job talking about the steel lead shot.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that.
See you. I will not be here next week. Tom Robick, who is a great duck hunter, will be out to talk with you next week. Okay.
I think she went away.
Oh, I don't blame her.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break, and I think we're going to talk deer hunting.
All right.
And then stream fishing.
Wow.
You're listening to The Fishing Frenzy with Rick Jordan.
Coming up on 9:30-ish. Okay, actually, it's 9:28.
Well, 9:29, if you want to be technical.
That's ish. That's ish. I thought it would be fun to talk with somebody. We had heard some stories about the boat landing up on the North Shore, just out of town by the Lakewood Castle.
Yeah, but don't tell anyone.
Oh, okay. There's thousands of people listening. What did you see up there when you were standing on the dock?
Well, so everybody at Cirrus is listening, too.
Oh, hey, are they?
Yes, they are.
You fly with good people.
Yeah, I do. Well, so up at the old Lakeview Castle area, I guess that's the big boat landing there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of boats out going out, but they're not going out 6 miles out. They're just going, you know, just a few hundred yards out to a mile out. But there's a lot. The weather worked out pretty well, so even the shore fishermen are catching a lot of fish, and they're only casting out 100 feet or less. So they're getting a lot of cohos and steelhead. Because the steelhead haven't started running yet because the rivers are still kind of locked up.
Kind of locked up. They're dry.
Yeah, that too.
Right. So what are you using for bait from shore?
Well, the guys, including myself, were using just a spinning rod test and a bobber, like a weighted bobber. Huh. And the guys are just using a small spawn bag, or some guys are using a black jig or a nymph, or even what works is a night crawler and wax worms.
Huh, just like we're fishing for crappies.
It's just like fishing crappies. But the best part are the guys that are throwing out spoons and spinners. I think those guys that are having a little bit more action than the guys with the bobbers.
So you could actually walk out on the dock there and throw.
100%. And then going out to like Stony Point or the breakwall up in Two Harbors, or just go out to any river mouth and cast out 50 feet and let the bobber just soak.
Huh.
Right.
I'm trying to picture that. You think of the Lake Superior fish as a one in a week type of fish, but not this time.
And right. And that lake is loaded with lake trout. Of course, we all know that. But we had a bait boom in the last 2 years. So the smaller fish that we usually get are that are 18 inches are now 18 inches in fat. And they're getting upwards into the 26-inch, like the cohos. They're getting 26 inches.
Nice. Right. Also, this weekend, the stream trout opens in Wisconsin. What rivers do you think might be any good? It's, considering the stupid snow.
Well, the stupid snow, it turns out to be a good thing because the rivers were so low, especially like the Namekagon and my favorite, the Brule.
Yep.
The Brule opens up this weekend at 30 minutes before sunrise, and there's going to be no fresh trails through this snow, so it's going to be pretty hard walking up and down the river unless you're actually in the river. So, I don't know. It's going to be – there should be more water by Saturday morning if we get some sun and a little bit warmer weather. But the Namekagon is flowing pretty good. They're getting a lot of trout in there, but they don't get steelhead or any migratory fish. It's just the normal brown trout and whatever else is in there. Yeah.
None of the snow has melted yet, I assume.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, but when it does, we're going to have floods. Or not floods, but gushers.
Well, geez, I think most of us stream fishermen, like the steelhead fishermen, we want that initial gush of water to flush out, you know.
Yeah.
To flush it out and bring the fish in. The fish are there. The majority, 90% of them came last fall, and they wintered over. So they're hungry.
Well, wait a minute. They wintered in the rivers?
They do. On the Brule River, that strain of steelhead, they come up starting late August and keep coming in the river until about November. And then they just go find their place in the river, and they pair up with a mate, and they just stay there.
Was there enough water to make a home?
There's always enough water in the Brule because it's spring-fed.
Right.
Right, so it's always constant. The one thing that makes that river just a phenomenal river is just the fact that it always has water.
Not the fact that it's right near your home.
That too.
Okay, but now the Brule goes under the highway, right? Highway 2?
Yep, goes under Highway 2, and then it passes Highway 13, and then there's another bridge downstream too, FF, and then maybe a couple more, but it's really accessible. There's stream angler parking spots.
Yeah.
Unlike the North Shore, which you can only just, most rivers, you just park near the highway and walk up.
Right.
But the Brule is, even if there's 500 people fishing on the Brule, you can always find a spot and never see one person all day long.
Huh.
Well, very exciting.
Very exciting. Hey, great. Nobody's here. Must be good fishing.
Part.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
What do you expect to get then in the Brule this weekend?
So obviously it is steelhead mainly is the prey that we're going after, and then the brown trout that came in the fall as well, and then it wintered over. So you might even see a rare coaster brook trout come into that river. So we have brown trout and steelhead that are probably 99% of the fish that are in the river right now.
And will they have little babies up there?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So that river gets very well managed by the DNR. Sorry, the aircraft. You can hear the pilot talking. So the upper region, I'll go in another room.
Okay. I hate it when the pilots jump in on the radio show.
Yeah, they're annoying. So the upper river is a sanctuary during the spring.
Uh-huh.
You can't fish up there. So we don't want anybody bothering the steelhead as they're making reds and trying to have steelhead babies.
Yep. Cool. Well, Matt, nice job. And you can come out and plow the driveway anytime.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
All right. See you later. Thanks, Matt. Good job. What do they call this? Keep it in the family kind of thing.
Oh, well, that's great. Yeah.
Ever had your kids on the radio?
No, I don't think I ever have. It's probably my choice.
I had one of your boys on.
Oh, well, there you go.
He was talking about baseball. He was putting a team together.
Oh, sure, sure. Okay.
What was that team that he had?
The Bayside Vipers, probably.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yep, good. Well, we can't. I've missed crossed the wires here with Brad Trevina.
Oh.
I think we're going to talk about a deer hunter's banquet.
Oh.
Either I messed up or he's overslept again.
That could be.
That rascal. Well, we'll be right back, and Johnny Charlstrom has a few words for us.
You're listening to The Fishing Frenzy with Rick Jordan.
That's just my style.
The beat goes on.
Oh, wrong song.
The beat goes
on. Yeah, but the beat goes on.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Same beat. So.
Beats. I love beats.
There you go.
Minnesota DNR is making inroads, they think, on what to do with muskies.
Oh.
Do you want more muskies? Do you want bigger ones? That's the question. And where do you want them? What lake? And what will the season be? All of these questions are going to be thrown into the legislature, and some very wise people will come up with answers. Instead, we go to Johnny Charlstrom, who is much wiser when it comes to fish. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Well, there's going to be a story in the paper, I think, today or tomorrow. John Meyer writes a good article on what to do with muskies.
Yeah.
I catch and release myself. Do we want bigger muskies or do we want more muskies? What do you think?
Well, I think the size restriction on them right now is already pretty huge.
Yeah.
Isn't it like 54 inches or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
You're never going to catch one that you're going to keep anyway, so it's all catching and release with those guys. So, I don't know. In my opinion, it's nice to have a couple places, St. Louis River and Iowa Lake,
and
up in Vermilion where you can go and target them, but I sure wouldn't want them in Rice Lake.
No, that would clean out just about everything.
You'd have a couple muskies left, and that's all you'd have in the lake because they'd eat everything.
They are not in Fish Lake, but they do pretty well in Island Lake. It's a bigger lake, a little deeper, a little shallower. I don't know. They're obviously reproducing.
Yeah. No, it's a neat fishery, but just as long as we keep them in their kind of selected spots, that's the goal.
Yeah. Well, one of the story paragraphs that I got from the state in the mail today said that one of the questions they have is how big should the fish be when they stock it? 4, 6, 8, 12 inches. Now, I think bigger the better, because if you get a 4-inch muskie poult out there, he's just bait for somebody.
Yeah, definitely. No, when you put them in bait size, they're bait for something.
Yeah. I've caught another northern on a very small northern.
Yeah. I've been battling a pound and a half walleye next to the boat.
Yeah.
And had one of those big sharks come up out of the dark and take it sideways. That's always an exciting spot.
Yeah, I'll bet. What did that walleye think about that?
Ouch.
What lake was that, Johnny?
Nice lake that happened to me when I was a young guy. It wasn't a muskie, it was about a 14, 15 pound northern.
Whew, boy.
Yeah.
Well, nobody's fishing yet, are they? I almost thought we could do it. Almost. The water was really melting, or the ice was melting quickly.
Yeah.
But it slowed down.
Yeah. Yeah, everything was looking a lot better 2-3 weeks ago, but there's hope. You know, we had to have some winter before it was over, and we got it, and now we had a little more melting to do. It's going to be rough this weekend with the kids outside trying to do an Easter egg hunt with the snowbanks.
Never thought of that. Don't hide them too deep in the snow.
Yeah, better put a flag by each one so you can find them.
Yeah. How much snow did you have there on Rice Lake Road?
Oh, I bet you we were 18 inches here at the shop.
Yeah. Well, Friday when we drove in, last Friday, there were plows on the road plowing an inch of snow. An inch of snow.
Yeah.
And then it got a little heavier.
Yep, and a little heavier and a little heavier.
Yeah. Okay. Some good deals for us there at Charlstrom's Archery, perhaps?
Well, for guys that want to go after the sturgeon, which is a thing right now, we got crawlers in stock. So we have flats of crawlers for people that are chasing the sturgeon and selling a lot of propane. Must be a lot of people still making maple syrup, and some people digging their grills out.
Oh, good point. Maple syrup. That probably got slowed down in the snow.
Yeah, that was going really strong, and then just cold weather kind of shut it all down. But pretty warm out there today. I'm sure the buckets are filling back up again.
Yeah. I had a pal up in Grand Rapids on La Plante Road. He said, hey, come over and see my house. Well, what he meant was hold this paddle and stir the syrup.
Yeah.
I was sore for days after that. Okay, what are the hours on your archery?
Archery opens up every morning at 9, closes at 8 o'clock. And boot shop opens up every morning at 6, closes at 8. And we shut them both down an hour early on Sunday at 7 o'clock. And this Sunday is Easter, and we will be closed.
Ah, good for you. Good for Kathy.
Yep.
All right. See you next. Oh, I won't be here next week. Tom Robick will handle the efforts.
All righty.
All right. See you in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Johnny. Okay. Good one. She.
Baby loves me.
New time.
Yes, indeed.
Got one, Mike.
Cherry.
Back on the Forenzi, Dave Miller, Northwest Outlet, top of the morning.
Oh, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Dave. And good morning, everybody.
So I had to dig out my North Face parka the other day.
You know, it's just hard to believe that a week ago there wasn't a speck of snow on the ground anywhere. You know, and just listening to him talking about the rule,
yeah.
We've been having, well, of course, licenses, you know, everything expires the end of March, but licenses and trout stamps, but snowshoes, they've been getting snowshoes too for getting into that stuff. And yeah, you know, I had to dig out my snow pants and warm hats and parka and everything and then start getting rid of snow.
Yeah, young Matt told me a few years ago the snow was up to Beltline as they tried to get down to the lake.
You know, there's a lot of spots around here where it's between, I'd say, 20 and 22, 24 inches.
Ouch.
You know, pretty steady, and that's been some heavy, heavy wet stuff. But, you know, it's like you dig out the old gear that you didn't use all winter, and you know, whether it's the snowblower or the snow shovel or whatever, and you get out there and you do it. But all of a sudden, we've had this rush on all the winter clothing, the snow pants, the parkas, and you know, and all that stuff is in our winter clearance thing. So it's a phenomenal deal for folks. But then the store is changing too because it's springtime now. It's all the springtime type stuff is coming in.
By next Friday, I got a hunch that most of this snow, knocking on wood here, most of the snow will be gone. Because we're doing 50s, mid-50s next week.
Yeah. You know, I think you're right. Although, I keep telling people, it's like, you know, we could get three more good dumps in the month of April, you know, easy. And I, as much as I'm not used to it, it could happen. And, you know, we can't change it. We just got to deal with it.
Yeah. I remember one day in college. Oh, never mind. I better not tell that story.
The girls might get worried.
My wife.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
It had something to do with St. Patrick's Day and a very heavy blizzard.
Uh-huh.
That would have been 1966, if you remember back that far.
Yeah, I can remember back that far, but I'll get back to you on the results.
Okay, good. Give us some good deals, and then we'll let you get back to work.
Sure. Well, you know, like right now, we got this great selection of rain gear that's on clearance. There's all these new styles and colors and stuff coming in, so there's a big rack of clearance stuff in the rain gear, and there's still some good deals on other clearance items too. Rubber boots, you know, like the Boggs boots, the kids' boots, We stock rubber boots for the springtime from the itty-bitty little kids up to the great big dads, and a nice selection. We got a bunch of socks on clearance right now, Smart Wool and Darn Tough. There's a rack full of them. All of our tents finally got here, so we got
good.
Got that. Fishing licenses and trout stamps. We got all this new fleece and hoodies and stuff from Columbia, North Face, Carhartt, Under Armour. Ice cleats. All of a sudden, people have been back in looking for ice cleats. So
very important.
Those. and permethrin for the wood ticks. You know, the season's got us on edge, but it is time. The dog had one on him a couple weeks ago, and so, you know, it's time to start doing that when you get out in the woods, and certainly when this stuff melts a little bit, getting out in the woods is going to be a great thing. I think we're going to see some good waterfalls coming up here too, so looking forward to that. But the store is just ready. We got a lot of fishing gear in and out here now, so, you know, whatever you need for the outdoors, folks, come check us out.
Hey, pretty baby, don't you hear the drummer thumping? You gotta shake it like a crazy.
You can't sit down, Rick, which is good. We're both standing up.
We are. Yeah.
Everybody is
We had the general on a little while ago in West Francisco. Now we get the king on. Matt King, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
A little sore still from all the shoveling and blowing.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. We had everything gone and all the ice and all the snow, and now we're back to, looks like, December out here.
Yeah, yeah. And Matt Jordan is headed over to the Brule tomorrow.
Well, I wonder if a little bit of melting yesterday started raising some water levels yet.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of folks are hoping for that.
Right, right. It's we needed this moisture, though. Oh. It's a good thing for the fire danger, for rivers, for lakes, everything. I mean, we did need it.
Yeah, how much snow up there in up by Pike Lake?
You know, I bet you we got pretty close to around 20 inches by the time it was said and done. There's quite a bit.
Yeah.
I was plowing snow for 3 days.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty good for sure.
Yeah. Well, my wife, she had the worst part. She had to use that shovel. I had to sit down with a plow on it.
Well, that's, you know, you've earned that.
Thank you. I'll write that down. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Went through a lot of gasoline, by the way.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, it was crazy, and that stuff was so wet and heavy too. You know, so it was pretty tough to move.
So, you've been around looking at the lakes. What do you find? Not much water.
No. We are, like I said, the snow is going to be good for that because we were extreme low. Like, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of people coming in as they've never seen some of these lakes around here this low. You know, and that's, you know, Island Lake, we get kind of used to in the spring. Sometimes it's been low before and stuff, but some of these other lakes, too, are really low. I heard Rice Lake was, like, the lowest some people have ever seen it.
Oh.
Boulder Lake. You know, really extremely low, Fish Lake's low. They're all low. So hopefully what will happen is we got this snow, and if we can, you know, get a runoff on this and then get some rain and even, you know, add a little more to it, that'd be great. You know, next week it looks like high 40s.
Yeah.
So, you know, it should start. Even yesterday up here it was like 35 degrees, but that sun was out. It melts snow quick. That sun is so high right now, and it just it's got a lot of burn to it.
Yep, it does, especially if it's near something dark. I've looked at some of the streams headed into Island Lake, and a couple of them are, well, not dry, but not flowing very well.
No. And then some things have frozen kind of back up, too, with the colder weather. So hopefully here, you know, but it's still, you know, we're still, I would say, we're still going to be in okay shape here. I think we'll get this melted out, and people will be ready to start warming up here and get out crappie fishing and stuff if you choose anyway. That'll be, you know, you can get out there and do that right now anyway. And, you know, on the board here, I should walk down and see what we're looking at. I think we're 40-some days till the opener of fishing. Let's see. Like 42 days, I think?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah,
6 weeks.
That's not far away.
Yeah, it's not.
And we've been stocking the store up with everything, you know, getting ready for that summer fishing. We're bringing in a lot of new lures and stuff, and it's been kind of fun to get some of this new stuff in. And we're really, I think, looking really good for the opener as far as supply and everything. So not really having any issues getting things.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I think things will be good, but, you know, it's a great time right now to start looking at, you know, getting your boat ready and stuff so you're not pressed that last minute right before the opener and finding out, oh, no, this is wrong, or, you know.
Well, I've got a charger on my three batteries right now.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Charge them up and have them ready to go. And, you know, even though if you put them away charged, it's still good to put it on there, even if the charger only sits on there for a little bit, just to make sure that they take a full charge so you don't have some dead cells in those batteries or anything. And then you're not stranded out on the water, you know.
Can I trust the, I think it's a Minn Kota charger that came with the boat. Am I safe to leave that running, plugged in, charging?
All the time?
Yeah.
No, I would not leave it all the time. They do have a shutoff on them, though.
Oh, good.
So they do go to a shutoff when they get up to the certain level, and they're not going to cook your battery. But I wouldn't leave them plugged in. Once it gets up to the charge, it says it's full. I would unplug them and then, you know, go from there. That's what I do on mine anyway. And I just, you know, not that anything could happen, but I always think, you know what, it's a little bit better to not have something plugged in if you really don't need it.
Yep. I'm headed home in about an hour, and that's first thing I'll do is unplug that thing.
Yeah, I would just unplug it and, you know, like, yeah, you know, it's, well, I don't know if you could just hear, but I got my dog in the shop today.
Oh, cute.
He's been coming to work with me a little bit more, so he's a greeter at, you know, at the front door when you come in, and he likes to greet everybody.
All right, next time I stop in, I'll have a doggy biscuit.
Big attention getter, so.
Sure.
But, yeah, we're ready to go. I mean, I'm excited for the opener to get to us here, and you know, I think we'll have a good season here, and especially if we can get some rain here and fill these lakes up and, you know, have a good fishing season. You know, our winter wasn't the best, so let's hopefully have a little longer summer to get out.
Please. Yeah. What are your hours now?
We are right now, we're still 8 to 7 Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5 on Sundays, but we'll be switching there about that week before the opener. So watch, and we'll be open a lot longer, earlier in the mornings, and we'll stay open probably a little later on Sundays also. We stay open late on Fridays once the opener comes. We stay open till 8 on Friday nights. So you know, get those people so they can still stop in before they head out of town, or if they're coming into town to fish or whatever, we try to give them a little longer so they can get here and get their stuff.
Matt King, thank you very much. Tom Robick will visit with you next Friday.
Sounds good. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Good job.
Thanks.
Well, that's a wrap. I'm going to go home and probably shovel a little, just a little bit more. Well,
you can let the sun do its work now.
My son?
No, the sun.
actually, one of the sons did a very good job.
Very good.
And then he left. I don't know where he is. Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Keep an eye on Robick next Friday.
Well, all right. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Up next, it's news and then the Bruce Siskey Show.